Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm ML on Audioboo. I haven't recorded an Audioboo in quite a while because I've been suffering with a cold, a sore throat. I'm still not 100% better, but battle on, as they do. What I'm going to talk about today is phone centres, that kind of thing. Yesterday I came across a problem on my phone, and I rang my phone provider, who are Three, and they're known for having a outsourced call centre. So when you ring them, you get through to a foreign call centre, and there was this message on the phone saying, please ring us back on a different phone other than your mobile phone. Now, that's all very fine and well, but I don't have a landline on my home. I just have a mobile, and I don't have any other number I can call them on. And I was actually out. I was on my way home, and I'm not going to stop in a payphone and go through the whole thing with them. So they told me you can press 1 if you've already done this, or you've no other phone to ring on, or whatever. So I did that, and then I got through to this gentleman, and I told him my problem, and he listened, and he went through the technical questions, and then he said, well, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z before we can do this any further. And I was getting more angry by the minute. I was like, number one, X, Y, and Z don't need to be done. You know, you can investigate it. It's clearly a problem with your network. I've restarted my phone. I've done all my side. You're going to have to do your side. But he wouldn't listen. And in the end, I got so frustrated, I hung up. And I thought to myself, why do we have to jump through hoops with these people? They're clearly reading off a script, which means you've got to do, you know, step 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's no logic at all. There's no common sense. You know, you shouldn't have to go through the rigmarole of jumping through, as I say, these hoops and, you know, following each step. Not everyone does have a landline they can call on. And then they'll say, oh, but you can call us on 1913 and it's free from any landline. I don't have a landline. I can't call you on one. I have only got my mobile phone. And they just don't listen. And in the end, every single time I've rung them, I've either got so frustrated, I've ended up hanging up, and So basically, that is just ridiculous. They can't understand what it's like, and you just get so fed up, and you think, well, what's the point of me ringing if that's the reaction I'm going to get? Yes, I was really frustrated, and call centres are just the pits, because they don't think about your problem logically, thinking, well, if something worked before, if something worked somewhere else, and something doesn't work now, you know, surely it's a problem on your side. But of course not. We've got to follow steps 1 to 10. And then when we get to follow steps 1 to 10, we've got to start all over again. So anyway, that's a huge frustration for me, and it's a real annoyance. So I just thought I'd let you know about that, and I'll talk to you guys really, really soon. Take care. Bye.